Welcome to the Live Your Lightwork podcast, a place where I riff on all things spirituality, creativity, and heart-based business so that you can stop talking about your lightwork and actually start living it. I'm your host, Tracy Spencer. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I want to help you get out of your head and on with your mission. So let's do this thing. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, hello, holla. Hey, do you know who's awesome? Sheryl Crow. Guys, whatever happened to her? I've just been jamming out some of her tunes and she's got it going on back in the day. But I don't know what happened to her. I need to Google it. Do you know? Let me know if you know. What happened to Sheza Crow? Hey, let's talk about something that I would love to term the creative come down. This is something I've experienced many times in my creative processes, and it seems to be something that's coming up in conversation a lot with my beautiful friends and clients and people around me. And it's often not really talked about or understood. And we're coming into a time where we're starting to have a new relationship to our creative energy and, you know, creating our visions and our dreams, how we're starting to communicate that and move with that and understand it is just, we're just in such an awesome time for that. The way that we're talking about business now and our business being a beautiful, you know, entity of its own and the downloads and the visions we're receiving, like I just froth this shit. It's my jam. But anyway, let's keep it on topic, Trace. I want to talk about the creative come down. This is something that I don't think many people are talking about, yet it is such a big part of the creative process and building your dreams and even just living a purpose that is heart-driven and, you know, being on purpose. And it's the part where you can be, you know, hashtag killing it, living your best life one day and feel so on purpose and so tapped in and so turned on and so lit AF on what you're creating and what you're about to birth into the world. Or you've just hit the peak of that, meaning you have just, like, the book is out, the course is out, the retreat is done, the project, whatever you've been pouring all your beautiful creative focus and energy into is now in its manifestation and it's completed, it's out in the world, or it's done. And then moments later or weeks later or days later after that, you start to feel really freaking confused in the form of you feel like you're lost. You're questioning your purpose, if you even know what it is yet, after you've just birthed the most magnificent thing you've ever done. You feel empty. You feel disconnected. You feel really weird and you just start to really question yourself. And it's kind of this limbo land void. And I can just feel that there'll be people listening to this being like, holy shit, that is me. And it's like you're in that peak and then, and you know, so excited, so lit up, so on fire, so in your tap, so in your creative focus. And then for weeks or months later, you're like, why do I just feel so empty now? Why do I feel so weird? I thought I'd found my purpose and now I'm questioning my whole life purpose again. Who am I? You know. So I want you to start to see creativity in your creative process in a beautiful new way with new lens about the processes you go through and kind of like the stages or the trimesters, if you will. So while you're creating something, when you're in the creative stages, the behind the scenes, the getting all the tools together, the collecting the resources, the building the website, the recording the episodes, the doing the videos, the hiring the team, the, you know, hiring the studio, hiring the events, whatever it might be, getting all the skeleton ready, you're very much, the creation is very much in your body. It's before it's how we like to term birthed into the world. It's before it's gone 5D to 3D. It's when the energy is so ripe and so sitting in your body, in your belly, in your hips, in your sacral, whatever you want to call it, in your heart. It's in the body. all your creative energy is filtering into that project. The same way that if you're a woman that is choosing to have a baby and you currently have a, you're growing a baby in your belly, all of your nutrients, all of your beautiful creative energy, all of your nurturing and nourishment and all of that good stuff is channeling into that baby growing, into that seed, into that baby. So the same thing is happening now. And this is the beautiful conversation we're having about creative energy, is that you are pouring all your nutrients and nourishment and resources and energy into the vision that's now sitting in your belly, right? So you're growing something. Something's brewing in there energetically. And when that happens, it's like the same way when you're pregnant, from what I've heard, because I haven't experienced this myself, but from what a lot of my friends tell me, it's like when you're creating a baby, your bullshit detector gets really strong, your focus gets really strong, and you can only kind of go bang, bang, bang on certain things, and you know where to direct your energy and you know what you want very clearly. So the same thing happens when we're creating a vision and it's in the body. All of a sudden, we're making decisions very easily and very quickly. And we're like, we need to do A, B, C, and D. And we're delegating the team and we're getting the doulas ready and we're getting the midwives in the form of graphic designers and personal assistants and, you know, teachers, anyone that we need, coaches, marketing mentors, anything like that. We're getting the doula team, right? We're getting the birth team together. And that's where all that purpose comes from, because you know exactly where to direct that energy. You know exactly what is needed and what is required. So what happens is the vision is still in your vessel, in your 3D body, in your energetic body. When we talk about this idea of birthing it out into the world, meaning the website's now live, the program is out, it's open for enrollment, you're sharing it with the world, the podcast is out, the retreat is done, everything that you've been energetically depositing into for so long and manifesting and working and playing with and creating and getting messy with and doing the things, getting your hands dirty, all of a sudden that is out in the world, meaning it's separate from you. The same way when you birth a baby, the baby is now here and it's separate from you, right? It's got an aura of its own. Same way your vision now has an aura of its own. The website's got an aura of its own. The creative project has got an aura of its own. The retreat has its aura of its own. And this is where the disconnect energy starts to happen, because you kind of feel like, oh, well, what now? I've been pouring everything into this and now it's out there in the world and now I kind of feel like I'm not really needed. Or you just feel empty because literally the beautiful vessel of your body and your energetic capacity is now empty and filtering out and creating space for the next baby, the next vision, the next project, the next download, whatever it is. It's like just clearing out the pipes now. However, we let our ego get in the way, and instead of being in that beautiful spaciousness of contentment and appreciation and gratitude and excitement and celebration of what has just been birthed through us and what we showed up for and how much we grew and how much we learned and everything that everything we've refined within us, everything we've become in that creative process. Instead of celebrating that, we let our ego get in the way and be like, why do I feel so empty now? Maybe I did something wrong. Maybe this isn't my purpose. Maybe this isn't what I'm meant to be doing. Because there's now two separate things, you and your creation. The creation is no longer in you. You guys, is this landing for you guys? Because this shit changed my life when I figured this out for myself, because I noticed the same pattern. And I always, it's hilarious. My friend Sammy will back this if she's listening to this. I would birth something out, like I'd put my course out or I'd birth my Lightworkers Academy. And I actually remember saying this in one of our first calls. I remember saying to my beautiful Academy women, like, guys, I'm just giving you a heads up. Like, I'm feeling really weird right now and I don't know why. I feel different. I'm feeling really raw and I'm feeling vulnerable and I'm feeling open and like I feel more soft and feminine, and it's weird because I've just been so focused and creating, and this is my dream fucking Academy. Yet I was in my ego of like, why do I feel so weird? What's going on? Maybe I wasn't meant to do this. Maybe this is shit, you know? And I remember saying that to them. And yeah, every time I would call Sammy and be like, oh, you know, I just don't know if I'm in my purpose yet. And she's like, shut the fucking fuck up. Like, this is the 10th time you've told me this now. And we laugh about it now because she's like waiting for the call. But please know that this is such an important and such a beautiful part. It's like the fourth trimester of pregnancy, like the integration and the celebration and like re-nourishing your system. And it's kind of like that seasonal pause. The same way that farmers move around their crops so that that land can have a season off and it can, the soil can be, you know, things can regenerate and we can put the things we needed to kind of crank that soil, like the fertilizers or, you know, water it, or you put the sheep on it. So then it helps to like turn the soil up. God, I'm getting very, you can tell I'm from a farm, right? And they give that land a rest for a season or a rest during the months before the next crop is going to be planted. But that time is the most important time before the next creative, creative project comes in. The same way as like when you're trying to do conscious conception, you kind of start to prep yourself. You're like, cool, I'm going to do my blood tests. Where are my hormones at? Am I feeling really nurtured in my body? What's my support crew like around me? And everything is in prep for that. So don't dismiss those beautiful gaps and pauses. Be compassionate. Be in awe of what you just created, you guys. And I'm saying this to remind myself because I do not do this. And just know that that is such an important part. And those gaps are just invitations to be in the integration and the celebration and the joy and the spaciousness before the next creative project comes in. So if you're experiencing a creative come down right now, please know it's normal. Please give yourself a compassionate you know, pat on the back and just celebrate what you've done up until this point and get excited for the next thing. Get excited. We've got to clear the pipes out for the next thing to come in. So love the creative come down is what I want to say here. You do know what your purpose is. You're not confused. You're not empty. You're not disconnected. You're just prepping for the next awesome thing. I really hope this lands and I really hope this serves you. This has been such a joy for me to jam on and I can't wait to teach you guys more about creativity in the coming episodes, but marinate in that for a little while and celebrate everything you've created up until this point because I don't even know you, but I bet you're killing it. See you soon, friends.